Well, they live in Roswell.
So he lives here now?
Yeah. As Reverend Strickland lives in Alpharetta, he's been knowing these people all his life.
I thought Strickland doesn't still live in Roswell.
He lives in Alpharetta. But his mom lives across the street from the church. Because, in fact, that house was the first school, I think, that we had here in Roswell.
He was telling me about how it was like, well, he was saying it was somehow like a church slash house, something mm-hmm. or other. Yeah.
But, and that's what I don't understand. You know these families. Because Deacon Strickland's a member of his church. And that's why I don't understand the community involvement. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, they're getting so involved with the people that are coming, that are tithing more. I hate to say that's an issue, but that could very well be. Because it's almost mm-hmm. like everything else, you know, money talks. Mm-hmm. We can get it done.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, in terms of, you know, even with this project mm-hmm. of doing Roswell Voices, and, you know, the more we've sort of done just sort of a basic analysis of this, it's like there really are two Roswells, and you're talking about Roswell mm-hmm. Voices and, you know, the CBC, and it really is, you know, Roswell Voices, this project is Roswell's old voices mm-hmm. because, you know, there's this mm-hmm. over here mm-hmm. and it's the majority numbers wise that's not represented on here really mm-hmm. And you know, I thought about that when you're talking about the election and stuff like that, and I was like, you know, these are the people who vote mm-hmm. who elect anybody mm-hmm. downtown mm-hmm. But there's no connection here. Mm-mm. You know, they're driving this project, but do these people care about mm-hmm. this project? They're not going to be a part of it. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You know, they're not represented on it.
Yeah. And that's just like, it was, I'm over the history committee at my church, and I was looking through the history, and basically the history is centered around the 20 years Reverend Lewis has been here. It's very little of the past.
I see.
And I'm like, you know, that didn't go over real well with me. Mm-hmm. So that's my little pet project to get done by February to change this history and get it corrected. Because stuff was done before Reverend Lewis got here. He wouldn't even be here if other stuff had not been done. Mm-hmm. But the people that have been writing it were new people. Mm-hmm. So they want to paint this pretty picture, you mm-hmm. know, that he, you know, did all this and did all that. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I might not be able to get it printed, but I tell you what, it's going to be documented somewhere when I finish, because what I've started to do was, because I asked for people that have been over, a members of Zion over 50 years, 50 mm-hmm. years plus, I need to meet with you. Do you know they would not run that in the bulletin? Because they said they didn't think it was that many people. Whether you thought it was or not, run it. And somebody said, Ms. Gail, you didn't? I said, nope, I didn't say a word. I said, but I told them I appreciate it if they run it the next week. Because I was wondering, I get the bulletin, I said, my announcement's not in here. Well, we don't think it's, but then when I asked them, this person been here for, I don't know, we don't have a date as to when they joined. They were here before you got here. Because you just been here maybe 10 years. So it's almost like, I guess as we put it this way, they are writing us out and we're leaving them out. You know, as it relates to history.